name is Nadine. It was nice meeting you, William. Good talking to you. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Hi, William. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's only Tuesday, though. We're getting closer to Wednesday, right? Halfway there.
Yeah, I mean, I like the week because, you know, that's when you make the money. So, you know, I'm
right, exactly. I have to say that, you know, I just have a lot going on this weekend. That's why I say it's only Tuesday. But it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. William, I'm one of the specialists here in the department that does handle pricing and details for your area. I do understand that you've been speaking with Sahak, my representative, and he's been, you know, going over the basics of our program here. He did send me over some... I'm sorry?
Yeah, he's been hawking me, so...
I've been waiting for someone to say that, you know?
I imagine you probably... I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person that said that.
Actually, it's been the first time I've heard it, but I've kind of thought of it myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I always tease him. I'm like, he's all, you can call me Hawk. And I'm like, okay, I like saying Sahak. Like, at first, I was like, am I saying your name right? Oh, my goodness. That was a good laugh. So.
Yeah.
He did send me over some notes, you know, and I'm taking a look at those now. But what I wanted to ask you, William, is, I mean, do you have, aside from the price, right, do you have any questions as far as, like, the placement that we do, how this would work, you know, any questions that I could, you know, answer, anything in particular?
Well, to be honest with you, we work with Surefire, okay?
Okay.
And they've got us a website going. And we just hired them about 3 months ago. And they go on our Facebook and they post stuff, so our Facebook's pretty active. And besides what we do. And then other stuff too, like Yelp or whatever. And so we got that going, but we're with Angie also, and Angie, we don't do the Home Advisor Angie stuff, because that's really a rip off to me.
Oh, the paper.
We do Angie. Yeah, so we do the Angie, the regular Angie or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
It's Angie's Ads, and then, which is, you know, before they were two separate companies, right? They combined into one because Angie's took over. So Home Advisor is now called Home Advisor powered by Angie's. Yeah, it's a little confusing, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's called Angie's Leads and then Angie's Ads. And Angie's Ads, I like a lot better. Because I get a notification, I call them, blah, blah, blah. And they're, 90% answer the phone, you know. And it's a fee of $500, you know. And the other kind of, they only pitch you with like $80, $90 per lead. And three-fourths of them don't even answer or don't even want it or, you know. And then you lose, a third of the ones that you do see. So it's kind of not even worth it. You know, by the time you get a lead, it's $500, you know. So. So I don't use Angie's Leads. I think it's I don't know. So,
okay.
But what he was explaining is that, you know, people would see us probably on, like, Google or something and call us personally.
Yeah. So the way Google works, I'm sure you use it all the time when you're looking, I don't know, for a restaurant or a tire shop, right? There's the map that appears on the first page. It's got the little red dots.
Right.
Now, right below that is where you find the businesses that are listed. So their profiles, right? It's a business name, the phone number. You could see a website link. You could see, you know, to get directions. So that's where we do the placement. So the calls, they come directly to you because it's your phone number listed there. We're not promoting our company. We're promoting yours on that first page. But how they find you is by your keywords and your search terms. Okay? So meaning we're very specific to the keywords, right? Pertaining to your services, okay? To give you an example, right? Let's say, you know, someone's looking for, you know, a fence installation or a fencing contractor, right? There's a number of services you could be listed for. Of course, we want to list you for the most profitable ones. We would make sure that your company is appearing there on that first page, right? As a top recommended option. So, Primarily, what would you consider like your specialty? I mean, I'm looking at your Angie's Ads profile. I see you offer a number of services. Tree service, fencing, driveway gates, landscaping. Is it more the construction landscaping or the maintenance side of it as well?
Well, we do mostly fencing, but we've started expanding because we've hired a couple other guys that know how to do other stuff. So we're like, cool. You know, we could start expanding more into other things, but that's what we've been doing.
Interesting. Okay. That's good. That's good. Because again, we focus on, of course, the services that are most profitable for you, but you can use multiple keywords as long as they're the services that you provide, right? And then,
right.
I understand it's both residential and commercial. So this other company that's managing your website, they are also, it sounds like they're also managing your social media, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. So what I would recommend for you, and I mean, just out of curiosity, have you ever thought about listing your company on Google, ever?
I think that's what they're working on. I don't know. See, what I need is, what Hawk said,
Surefire.
I mean, it sounds
okay.
Very interesting. So. Yeah, Surefire. So I need to know exactly what you do and then compare it to if they do that too, because if they don't, then you would probably be very beneficial.
Okay. Okay. I'm
us.
Just kind of yeah. Looking at, I don't recall hearing of them, but that doesn't mean that they're not a legitimate company. I'm just trying to see what kind of marketing they do. What we would be basically doing is this, okay, getting you PIN verified on Google so you get a verification code in the mail, right? And then what
yeah.
We do is we create that profile page for you on Google and we optimize it and maintain it there. So we run Google ads. We get you listed there in the local map section on Google. Do you recall them ever saying anything about you getting a PIN code in the mail from Google?
I don't know. The I don't know. If it looked like junk mail, I probably threw it away. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Don't throw it away. Okay, so.
Well, to be honest with you, I only open maybe 10 of them on my mail because I got other stuff to do than freaking open junk mail all day long.
I hear you. Well, see, when Google sends out a PIN code, I understand. I go through my junk mail all the time, and my husband's like, wait, what are you ripping up? I'm not even joking. One time I ripped up a check that came in the mail for him. I was like, my bad. So when you get PIN verified with Google, okay, just so you know, they send you, it looks like a postcard. It comes in the mail, okay, and it'll say Google on the top. It could be mistaken for junk mail, okay? That's
yeah.
What's going to make you the red dot right there on the map, okay?
Okay.
Now, as I'm looking here, okay, there is Surefire Local. I'm assuming that's who you're talking about, right? Do you recall
yeah.
that that's their full name? So it looks like they might do SEO marketing, but you signed up with them 3 months ago, right?
Yeah, it was about 2 to 3 months ago, yeah.
Okay, so when we PIN verify a business on Google, it takes 6 to 10 days from the date that we get them signed up for them to get that PIN code in the mail, which tells me, well, from the date that they do their client interview, which tells me that if you did get that PIN code, why have they not requested that from you and asked you where your PIN code's at? If they're creating your profile page and managing your Google.
I don't know.
They should have already hit you up about it.
Yeah, but I also have a partner that's been working with them. I haven't because I'm more out in the field. He's more in that
right.
part.
Okay.
So I'm
okay.
more doing the proposals and help building the fences while he's more of the marketing and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know.
So. Okay. So I see the Facebook. Let me see. ABC. Let me see if this is it. Your website. I think I found the website. abcfencinglawncare.us. Usually the website, it'll have like the Google logo, which I don't see one on there. There is, so is your email abcfencinglawncare@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So I do see the website. I don't see that there is, like, typically, like, there will be, like, a logo for Google for them to click on and it takes them straight to your page. I do not see one there. There is a phone number, 850-366-1480.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like that might be maybe a tracking number. Okay, so, I mean, honestly, here's what it's going to boil down to, right? I mean, you have a partner. He is handling the paperwork, right? You got to find out from your partner. I mean, because I would believe that he knows what they are doing, okay? If they are managing your Google profile and all that, you know, I don't know if you're on a contract with them. I don't know what they're charging you. First off, you can only have one company managing your Google profile page. You can't have two companies doing it because one would just be taking your money. They wouldn't be able to even come through with what they're promising, okay? Second of all, if they are not managing your Google profile page, I mean, the package I would recommend for you is our Premier Platinum because it includes both Google Ads. The Google Ads are the ones that run up at the very top of the page, William. The Google Ads you can target either by specific zip codes, counties, or by mile radius. You could target up to 100 miles if you wanted, which I don't recommend. That's putting you out way too far. So you can keep it within 50 miles, 60 miles. You can scale it back whenever you want. But those run on a rotation, okay? When you're talking about the local map gets you found in your zip code and 15 miles around your zip code. So that's why we include the Google Ads because it's going to get you found outside of what we consider your local area, outside of those 15 miles, okay? That's how they work,
okay?
That package at a discounted rate, in fact, I didn't see he put, okay, you've been in business 1 year, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So with the new in business rate, you in fact would be looking at $449 a month. And that's going to have two spotlight positions on Google, the local map, the Google Ads, Bing Local, directory submission. So like on directories that are popular within your area, where you're not already listed, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. We're going to submit you to those directories. If you already have profile pages on some of those directories that are within our directory submission, we won't create you a new one. What we'll do is we'll make sure that everything is updated so that it's all uniform, right?
Right.
And then your website, we want to make sure that that website is attached where we list your business. And then we include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we also give exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So that package pretty much covers all of your bases, okay?
Okay, all right.
How are you, I mean, in the few months you've been with them, I mean, I know it's probably too soon to tell, but, I mean, what have been some of your, I mean, how do you feel about with what they're currently doing? Have you seen an increase in anything?
To be honest with you, I think we got one or two calls, but they said it to build everything out, it takes about 3 months, and then you start seeing results.
Right.
It's almost like the 3 month mark, and so I'm expecting to start seeing results pretty soon. But,
yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, and again, I mean, if they're – so just so you know our timeline, when, you know, like let's say if we signed you up today, right? I would schedule your client interview for tomorrow because that is the super most important part of all of this because that client interview is where the magic is going to happen. Our technician is going to verify everything with you, make sure I have everything accurate, business name, phone number, keywords, areas we're targeting, okay? They go over all of that in detail with you. From there, within 6 to 10 days, you get a PIN code in the mail from Google. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. 5 to 7 days, we have you listed within all the popular directories, and we send you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Google Ads are already live within 7 to 14 days. Typically, what it does state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google in the local map, it can take between 30 to 45 days. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. In the meantime, everything else, we're getting started a lot sooner because we know it's important for you to start generating those calls. That is our timeline. So if they are managing your Google profile page, and even if your partner is handling the paperwork, what's going on? Because I can't even find a profile out there by your company name. I should be able to find it. There should be no problem.
So you should be able to find a profile name on Google, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and there's not one out there. I'm not seeing it. I've searched by ABC Fencing and Lawn Care. I searched by Crestview, Florida. I mean, I've searched many different ways, and the only thing that I am seeing appearing, okay, is the Facebook page. I see your website because I've searched specifically by your company name, but there is no Google profile page out there, which tells me either one, they're not managing it, or two, someone's dropped the ball somewhere.
Okay, so let me do some research and everything, and let me get your
okay.
name and number. Can you
let me text
email
it to
me?
You.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can email it. I can email you the information, William. What's the best email for you?
Send it to the ABC Fencing and Lawn Care at yahoo.com. And that way, you know, I always have it. You can text me also. I'm sorry, your name again is?
My name is Nadine Medina.
Nadine.
You can call me Nadine. So I'm going to send you an email. It's going to say Google Advertising. Okay, it'll have the price, everything that's included in the program. And my contact information is at the very bottom of the email. So the email's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google Advertising in the subject part of it. If you
right.
do not see it right away in your inbox, I would suggest you check either your promotional or even check your junk mail, only because you've never received a correspondence from us, so it might wind up there. Okay? And I
okay.
just sent you the text. That text should be coming through any minute. And then I'll send you the email. So this way you have that. Give me one second
okay.
here.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so I think first things first is finding out what exactly, if they are managing that for you, right?
Right.
And if they are, then you need to find out what's going on. Because I know
yes.
when our clients, if we haven't heard from them with their PIN code within those 6 to 10 days, we're messaging them, we're calling them like, hey, did you get the PIN code? Where's your PIN code? Because sometimes, you know, someone else might get the mail and they think it's junk mail and they toss it out and then we have to request it again. You know what I mean? So we're pretty on top of it.
What about people, I know there's only about, what, 20% maybe that uses DuckDuckGo. What about that or Bing? How's that work?
We do list you on Bing. You do get listed on Bing.
Okay, what about DuckDuckGo? See, I'm more of a DuckDuckGo person.
Are you? You know what? I have a friend that is so into DuckDuckGo because she doesn't do any searches on Google. She cracks me up. But as far as DuckDuckGo, I mean, we don't really, like, submit to that, you know, as far as with the submissions that we do with the profiles. But, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't still come up on DuckDuckGo because DuckDuckGo is just kind of, like, basically – it's like, you know how Google has its algorithms and it's like little, like when you do a search on Google, right, it kind of tracks what you already searched. So it makes it more relevant
yeah.
that when you go back to perform that search, it's still there, where DuckDuckGo doesn't really work like that, you know.
Exactly.
It's kind of, you know, it's different in that way, but it doesn't mean that you wouldn't be able to be found there, right? I know we don't
right,
submit
right.
there. I know Bing Local, yes, that is part of our directory submission. So you'll definitely be listed on Bing. Those are the first page place results, both on Google and Bing.
Okay.
You know, right. I don't know too many people that use DuckDuckGo other than my friend. She uses it all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
And she'll always send me stuff. Listen, I found this on DuckDuckGo. You need to go check it out. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was he a Republican?
Yes, she is. I'm a Republican too, but I'm not too crazy like her. I say crazy because sometimes I'm like, you go a little bit on a rant. Relax.
Yeah.
Because you're going to give yourself a heart attack, I tell her.
Yeah. No, it's just, see, what bothers us is that most people have their heads in the sand. It's like, wake up, guys. This is what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I mean, man, we can have a conversation, and you know, and it's so funny because a lot of people are like, you're Hispanic. And I'm like, what does that got to do with it? You know what I mean?
Right.
You're Republican.
Right.
I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's, I have my beliefs on certain things, and there's some things I agree with, some things I don't, but I do not talk to my mother about anything. I tell my daughter, if you don't vote, do not tell your grandma. She will have a heart attack because my mom just goes off about it. My mom's like, that is your right as an American to vote, and you need to vote. This is for the future of your grandchildren. And she just like, she told my daughter, I don't even want to look at you right now. I'm so mad. My daughter's like, oh my gosh, Nana is so mad at me. And I said, well, first of all, you know not to get into any conversations with her like that. And honestly, I mean, she kind of has a point, but my mom is so passionate about it. It's like, oh Lord. My daughter's like, she's so mad. I said, well, then I don't think it's a good time for me to call my mom right now. She's that upset with you. She's going to blame me for being your mother.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's crazy. You know, my cousin was just messaging me, and she's, I guess, from what I understand, did you hear anything about the trains going, I guess they're going on strike or something, the railroads?
No, I haven't. I used to be so much into talk radio and knowing everything that's going on, but since I started fencing, I'm out fencing, you know,
yeah.
Putting up fence.
Well, lucky you. Lucky you. My husband's all, I wish we had the news, because I don't pay for, you know, cable TV. I'm just like, listen, the less I know, the better. Everything's so hyped up, and you know what? It's freaking everybody out. Like, I'm just like, stay in prayer, Anthony. That's all we need to do right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's too much. It stresses you out, and then you don't even know what to believe anymore, and it's just like, you know what? At the end of the day, like, I'll just sit here and wait for my maker to come get me. You know what I mean? That it's just outrageous. My cousin's like, go and buy toilet paper. Go and buy that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, here we go again. Here we go again.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they are calling for, even Biden said we're going to have major food shortages next year.
Well, you know, I know something about, I guess, like the railroads or, well, the tram, whatever. My cousin had messaged me and said, listen, stock up in the next 2 days. They're supposed to go on strike. They're not, they want raises. They want medical benefits. Changes, and I'm like, oh Lord, here we go. But I mean,
yeah,
it is what it
I
is.
I did hear a strike about some school union or whatever going on strike. And the thing is with that, if they're going to go on strike, they should go on strike when the kids aren't in school. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but see,
you know,
no one's going
to
move. Because
yeah.
No one's going to move on it if they're not in school. They're not. It's not an urgency, right? And,
well,
and it's
well,
sad
then,
because it affects the kids. You know?
Exactly. So are they there to teach the kids, or are they there to please the union? I mean,
exactly.
I don't know, it's just,
I agree. Right. I agree with you 100%. That's why I just, you know, I tell my husband, take everything as a grain of salt. And like I said, just stay in prayer, buddy, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Crazy. I did send out the email to you, William. Again, feel free to reach out to me. I mean, you know, if they are managing your Google, you know, there is another program that you guys might qualify for. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It is called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't know much about Google.
Okay. Well,
I'm with marketing stuff.
Okay. It might be another option for you guys, but I would say first start is finding out through your partner, like, what are they currently doing right now? Like, get the research on that first, see what they're doing, and then if they're not doing anything, figure out why are they not. I mean, if it is included in the service, in the package that you have with them, and then, you know, we can go from there. You can always reach out to me at any time. I'd be more than happy, you know, to work with you, okay?
Okay.
It was a real
yeah,
pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to do some research to find out exactly what's going on. I mean,
okay.
If they're not doing a job, you know, we could always fire them. I mean,
because we just want the best results. But they did say up to three months. So, you know, we probably need to give them another month or two and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and I agree with, right? Because with Google, quite honestly, it doesn't happen overnight, okay? But if they are managing your Google profile page, that card should have came in the mail within the 6 to 10 days, right? So even if you threw the card away, okay, they should have contacted you asking you, hey, where's your PIN code? We're waiting for that PIN code. Did you throw it away? Like, it's updates, right? Because although it is your responsibility, you know, to get that PIN code when it comes in the mail and provide them with it, it's still the responsibility of the company that you're paying for the service. Like, it would be our responsibility to make sure, like, contacting our clients, hey, did you get your PIN code yet? Because you haven't called us with it. Where's the PIN code? We can't do much on Google if we don't have your PIN code. So that's where it's kind of, you got to still kind of keep that communication. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. And maybe your partner might have taken care of it. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I don't find it. And if there is a profile page and you guys were PIN verified, even if your partner did it and it was sent to his address, I don't see the profile page. So you need to find out what's going on, because it could be something minor. I don't know. I don't want to say that they're not doing their job, but it's something that should be communicated as to if they are doing it and if they are, what's going on with it.
Yeah, I was there with the presentation. I believe they said they had to get the website going, which is a month or two out, and then this and that, blah, 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 blah. And so I think that what they were getting at is we had to have like a foundation first before we could get on Google. I think that's how they laid it out. And so
that might be how they do it. That might be how they do it, but I will tell you right now, you don't need a website to be on Google. Okay, a website's like having a menu at a restaurant. It's more appealing, the plate that when you see a picture of the plate, that even though you're reading what the plate is, but if I see a picture, I'm going to be more inclined to choose to order that plate, right? That's what a website's for. It showcases your work. It gives them a little bit more about your company, a little bit more background so they can get to know who you are, but it is not necessary to have a website to be listed on Google. If you only knew how many businesses don't even have a website, they're on Google. What's going to get you really is getting you found for your specific keywords and services, getting you targeted areas that you want to be found in. That's what's going to help you get on the first page of Google, and reviews, right? Reviews is big because it's like another modern day word of mouth, right? Someone who doesn't know your company by name sees one good review from someone who doesn't, you know, who's used your services, right? You've opened a whole new door to their family and friends. Okay.
Right.
That's the way the reviews works. People are more prone to calling the businesses that are on the first page. That's where 90% of the searches are going to start and stop. And they're going to call the guys that are on that first page and the guys that have reviews. Whether you have a website or not, got nothing to do with you whether you should be listed on Google or not. It maybe it's their process, the way they like to do it, and that's why it takes them that long. But we sign up many businesses with no website. We get them on Google and we're building a website for them, right? Or some of them are like, listen, my website will be done in 2 weeks. That's perfect, because you don't need the website right now to be on Google. Once your website's done, we attach it. It's like, if you have a website, what's the point of that? It's like having a business, you know, having a billboard in the middle of a desert. Who's going to see it? Right? So having a website is great, but if you're not on Google, who's going to find it?
No, I hear you. I understand. Yeah, correct.
Okay. So I hope everything works out, you know, but if not, I mean, you have my number. Give me a call and we'll see what we can do for you. Okay.
All right. Hey, yeah. I appreciate
Real
it so much.
Pleasure. You have a blessed evening. Thank you so
Good
much.
Day, Jane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, William.
Bye, Nadine.
Bye. Bye.